I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lunchtime in the loop. Texans on the field at OTA. Seth Payne's going to give us an update on what's going on in 20 minutes. Bill O'Brien is going to be on the air in an hour at 1 o'clock. So keep it locked here. The OTAs are upon us, and we're going to give you coverage like only we can. We'll take you to the practice field, give you behind the scenes as the Texans 2019 season approaches. 111 days till the game against the New Orleans Saints, John. 1-1-1. That is a throwback Penny Hardaway to the third power. 1-1-1. Or yeah, Muggsy Bogues, if you want to go Muggsy. Or a Warren Moon, if you want to keep it football. We had some people talking about the XFL, and I know for some reason you're really into this XFL. You brought it up to McClain a few times. I think the easiest prediction to make is that the XFL jerseys are definitely going to be the Oilers colors. I think that's the easiest. I mean, that just makes way too much sense. I fully anticipate that happening. But as you said that, some people on the text line said, you just need to let the Oilers die. Nobody gives a damn about the Oilers.
Well, that's just
once in a while. Is that true or not?
No, that's not true. I mean, I can tell you with authority, you know, every time I go to any event where there are Oilers, the buzz is there and people line up. And, oh, by the way, you know, I've sold a lot of books because of the love for this town with the Oilers. And it's almost been romanticized even more from, like, people my age and older and generations behind us, you know, with the stories and what the Oilers were, et cetera, to the point that J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, the biggest names in town, by the way, are wanting to wear the Oilers colors. That's not just because it's they were cool colors and they were good uniforms. It's because they understand the legacy and they've met some of these former players. So, yeah, for you to think that nobody cares about the Oilers, I mean, you're looking at the mirror. You're talking to the mirror. Can I interest you in a little bit of breaking news?
Absolutely. We always love breaking news here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Among the players not at Texans voluntary organized team activities
today. Jadeveon Clowney.
Unsigned franchise player Jadeveon Clowney.
Love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself.
Also, J.J. Watt.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, man.
And DeAndre Hopkins.
Say it ain't so.
There is an explanation, I'm guessing.
Well, give it to me.
Aaron Wilson is reporting that they are not there, but J.J. and DeAndre are at NRG Stadium. They're working out inside, just not practicing with the team at OTA.
Okay, what kind of headline porn was that? They're at the facility in OTAs.
Technically, they're not participating in the OTAs.
That's disappointing right there, what you just did. What you just did to all the loopholes, all the listeners.
Hold on, I don't agree with that.
You should be ashamed of yourself right now. You should be absolutely ashamed of what you just did. You are an OG. You were one of the best to do it when it came to newspapers back in the day when journalism was pure, when headline porn didn't exist, when we didn't have headline porn, the OG John Lopez was chomping away on the word processor with his thesaurus in his pocket, old school, making sure he made those deadlines as people just sat on their porches waiting to get the newspaper and see what the OG John Lopez
wrote. I've done that.
You were above the headline porn, and you just did it to our people. You should be ashamed of yourself, and you should apologize.
Here's the thing. I'm not, and I won't, because I'm relaying Aaron Wilson's tweets. I just said, among the players not at Texans voluntary OTAs today, unsigned franchise player Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, and DeAndre Hopkins. Also, J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins are at NRG Stadium working inside, but not practicing at today's OTA.
But you're at NRG. All right, let me.
Why are they not practicing?
I'm going to ask Aaron Wilson this. Okay?
Yeah, why are they not practicing?
I don't know. Maybe they got stuff to do, but I'm going to ask Aaron Wilson
this. Stuff to do?
No, I mean, stuff to work on, like body. Like they got some stuff to do, and maybe they want other guys to get reps.
because you know that
those
guys,
that's what it is.
You know those guys are going to be ready to go.
I think that's what it is.
If you're at NRG and you're working out or doing something, you're at OTAs. Like, J.D. Clowney's not in the building, so, or he's not even in the facility. He didn't park in the same parking lot, so he's not there.
How hard is it to walk outside?
Aaron Wilson just headline porned us.
But how hard is it to just walk outside? It's clearly they're like, okay, we want these guys to get the most reps today. It's only 3 days.
I got to talk to A-Dub about this next time I talk to him. My world traveler, one of the sharpest dressed guys in the press box. Mm-hmm. Very lovely girlfriend. Seems like they go on a lot of nice dates. A-Dub just headline porned us. And what's even more disturbing, Figgy, I need you to back me up on this or give John a free pass. And be honest with us here. The OG John Lopez as the gatekeeper, as one of the faces of when journalism was pure and headline porn didn't exist, just misled us with some fake news. Am I being too harsh on the OG or not?
Nah, man, nah. You got me too, man.
Yeah,
you got
see?
I thought it was about to be some drama going on.
Texans cap just sent the shame gift to me on Twitter.
I tell you what, it's one thing for the youngsters and the millennials to be OG'd and be headline porn, but when the OG John Lopez is sitting here and headline porning our loopholes in our audience, I'm disappointed. JJ Watt not at OTAs. I was really going to be weirded out if he weren't at the facility.
If it came across that way, I'm sorry. But I was relaying the tweets from Aaron Wilson, who's there.
By the way, I got Seth Payne. Seth Payne's gonna join us in 10 minutes. He's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Payne gave me some names that I need to ask him about. Could I interest you in a list of names?
No, let's make it a surprise.
No, but it's going to be a surprise when he tells us about him.
Okay.
But he has strong observations about the following names.
Oh, can I guess?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say one of them's got to be Kahale Waring.
Nope.
No? Dang it. I will say Bradley Roby.
There's 9 names on here. Nope.
And I'm 0 for 2? Okay. Tayshawn Gibson.
Nope. How are you this bad?
Dante Foreman.
Duh.
So there's one. He's got thoughts on Dante Foreman.
Yes.
I'm guessing he has thoughts on...
Titus Howard, maybe?
Well, of course. I was getting there. Titus Howard and Sharping, for that matter.
Nope.
No? What about...
Matt Khalil.
Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
No. Yeah. Bingo, Matt Khalil.
Here's the whole list of observations that Seth has for us. Texans are on the field practicing. We're going to talk to Seth Payne. We're going to take you to the practice field and give you the access that we always give you here on Sports Radio 610. These are the guys that have caught Seth's attention in some way, shape, or form. I won't tell you how, why, what, when. Titus Howard. Mike Devlin, the offensive line coach.
Oh, here we go.
Deshaun Watson, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Foreman, the running back. A.J. McCarron.
I was going to say McCarron.
Lonnie Johnson.
The quarterback.
Second-round cornerback out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
T.J. Yates. Coaching.
Oh, Coach TJ.
Coach TJ.
Yeah.
JJ Watt, who is at OTAs, regardless of what John Lopez just tried to pull.
I wasn't John Lopez. It was Aaron Wilson.
Yeah, but you headline porned us.
I relayed a tweet. Am I not supposed to do that? Want to keep our loopholes in the dark?
Don't keep them in the dark, but you're the gatekeeper. And finally, this one has me excited. This is the most exciting of them all. You want to guess? He's an offensive lineman. We've crossed paths before.
Oh, really?
We've crossed paths when we didn't plan to cross paths.
I'm going to say Chantrell Henderson.
The king of the parking lot. Seth has an observation about Chantrell Henderson.
How did he get to the practice?
The king of the parking lot. Probably via a Honda Civic with a busted taillight.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. So Seth Payne's going to give us an update on Titus Howard, Mike Devlin, Deshaun Watson, Deontay Foreman, A.J. McCarron, Lonnie Johnson, T.J. Yates, J.J. Watt, and Chantrell Henderson, and J.D. Clowney not at OTAs. However, J.J. Watt and Nuke Hopkins are. They're just working out inside the facility. Damn you, John Lopez.
Why don't you get Aaron Wilson on the phone and tell him, damn you, Aaron Wilson? I'm reading a tweet. What did I do?
You're reading a tweet. Is that the excuse we can get all the time? I was reading a tweet.
No.
You think every time we get on the air, we consider and say, I was reading a tweet?
Every time we get on the air, I tell you my opinion, and I stand behind it.
That is true. You're looking good in pink today, by the way.
I think somebody earlier said it's because I got my I got some color in my skin.
Yeah, dude, pink might be your color.
Pink's my color?
Yeah.
I'm man enough to wear pink.
You always have color on your skin, though, don't you?
Yeah, I'm always out in the sun, man.
You always got a little tan. Looks good in pink. I don't think Figgy would look good in pink.
No?
Not as color.
Look good in anything.
Attaboy. That's the right answer. Talk about the
right
answer.
I can rock pink.
Not pink, bro.
You got pink?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's see it.
He's got a Marvel Comics cup as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what to think about that. A little bit.
Shout out to my wife for making it.
There you go. In that case, that's all right. Jalen Ramsey says everybody needs to be ready. He's coming. What does that mean? Is he just ready? He's just ready to roll? Was he BSing before? Like, what
still
is he talking about?
I was watching you up. All right.
He's Jalen Ramsey.
Can I ask you something about Justin Reed?
He makes
friend
plays,
of the show,
man. Huh?
Friend of the show, Justin Reed.
What did he do?
I don't even know if I want to tell you.
What?
I just don't know if I want to tell you.
What's it about?
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Is it good or bad?
It's bad in your eyes. It's one of the worst things you can do to the OG. That's not like harming your family or something like that. Like, this is one of the. This is going to disappoint you.
Justin Reed, our guy, Justin Reed.
It's going to disappoint you very significantly.
All right, what is it?
Should I tell him, Figgy?
Yeah, tell him.
Yesterday he tweeted rise and grind.
Oh, he did not.
He did.
We got next time we talk to him. Remind me, I have to ask him about that. That is what's that the equivalent to?
I don't know.
When someone says rise grind,
I was disappointed too.
Oh, I hate that.
He's
so
my
much.
Favorite guy on that squad, and he rise tweeted and rise and grind. Justin Reed. A guy who's going to Stanford and getting like an engineering degree.
Don't go with a cliche.
He's one of the brightest guys in the world who every time he talks, it's like a spark of energy through your veins. Justin Reed tweeted rise and grind.
Has anybody ever risen and ground? That's what I'm going to tweet tomorrow. Risen and ground.
Damn, Justin.
When I'm done.
Better than this,
when I'm done working out.
We expect too much from you. Rise and grind. You're better than that, man. We still love you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're still the football Stuart Smalley.
We got to ask him about that. He's got to change.
I'm going to ask him about it the next time I go out there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to ask him about that because I'm not a big fan of that. But Seth Payne, I am a big fan of. You can hear him Mad Radio 6 to 10 a.m. He's out there stomping around at Texans practice. He's got some observations. I can't wait for these. He's got some observations on Deontay Foreman, Deshaun Watson, the offensive line coach, J.J. Watt, and others. We're going to go live right now to Texans practice with Seth Payne. Keep it locked. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig going to practice next.
It's fun to be the penetrator sometimes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.